And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right. Welcome back. We are approaching week three of NFL season. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe it's already been two full weeks. And what a crazy two full weeks that's been.
I peaked already.
Yeah, it feels
tired.
Like 10 weeks. Yeah.
Is it over yet?
Yeah. Feels like 10 weeks for me.
Aaron, new haircut Rodgers, travels to Tom Marital Problems Brady this week.
Screaming every F-bomb there was that entire Saints game.
Yeah.
If you don't like Rodgers versus Brady, then you don't like football.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a fun game no matter what.
Who do you like, T?
I'm more confident in the Buccaneers. Tom Brady can always pull it off. I don't know how. Like LeBron James, just somehow can always make it happen.
Yeah.
That's my vote.
He was struggling in that Saints game. And I thought to myself, I even told Tanya, we were talking about the Giselle thing and all that. And I said, I think he's going to retire like during the season.
Yeah.
He was so mad, frustrated, looked 45. He looks 45. I mean, he's maybe not his face, but like as a player, he looks old. They got into a fight on the field and the momentum just went crazy. The Saints couldn't calm down and the Bucks just started rolling and then he started picking them apart. But like there was a part of me, I swear to God, I said to Tanya, he's going to look in the mirror and say, this is not fun anymore.
Yeah.
He smashed his Microsoft tablet like Kurt Cobain smashed his guitar.
I mean, he was living every, insane. like for like a kid going, eh. He started the fight, by the way. I mean, he was woofing, you know, like fraternity boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, like I said, she said, what happened? And I said, they got into a fight. The Bucks used that as fuel on the road. And the Saints couldn't calm down. And they had fourth down after fourth down where the flag came in late. Gave him four more downs. And he took advantage of it. He's smart. He's a veteran. But he looks like he's... This is going to be a painful season.
I'll say the flip side of that is that Tom Brady's always so together. His hair is perfect. His avocado skin is perfect. His dental plan is working. But to see him kind of like off his mental game and a little agitated is interesting because you could definitely take the side that maybe like he's mad and he's going to play mad and you know there's something to adrenaline and aggression. On the other hand, he's got no receivers left. I mean, they just claimed Cole, I don't need the vaccine, Beasley off. I don't know where he was, but like they're just scraping for people for Brady to throw to now. So even though he's mad and he's focused, I don't know if they have the weapons, you know, but strange things happen in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that like in general, because intellectually, logically, I feel like Aaron Rodgers is opposite of Brady now, right? He's got like a very kind of stable relationship and he seems like he's not angry at the media like he was last year. He seems to be having a little more fun. We've talked about this. So I feel like go with the guy who's more composed, whose team is not as hurt and take the points with Green Bay. But then I think angry Brady, Florida. It's a little witchy. So it's going to be a fun game to watch.
I just can't believe Julio Jones out again. Like, what? That guy can't stay on the field.
No.
He plays one game, opening game. They're like, Julio looks like he's the Julio of old and all this. And then he's sitting in his Adidas sweatsuit again.
Yeah.
And Chris Godwin was like cleared to play. He didn't play. And like, I'm looking at this stat line here. Evans, of course, who didn't do shit. He had four targets for three catches. Perryman, Scotty Miller, Gage, Brate, Fournette out of the backfield, Otten and White.
Yeah.
Like, where's Godwin? Where's Julio? Where's all those, you know, Tampa Bay received that receiving core? They're so banged up.
It's a problem with Julio. Is he just... He can't.
We're so excited to watch him too. Like the first thing you said, I'm so excited to see Brady throw to Julio Jones.
Yeah.
And what were you saying about like when I was talking about the divorce thing or whatever? You're like, where you been?
Oh, last week.
I thought it was all like, like when we.
No, I mean, we kind of talked about it this past week, but I mean, you have a conversation with your family, especially a family like Tom Brady's, and they all agree, okay, you're retiring. This is good. Finish on top. Retire, you're still young, like this is going to be great, this is great for us, this is healthy. And then he takes it back. I'm sure that conversation was not fun, and Giselle is probably hurt. I would be. I mean, that's a huge thing to take back, and now you're going to finish, if you retire at the end of this season, or like Justin says, in the middle of the season, now you've not finished on top, you know, destroyed your name a little bit. And it's not that he's physically incapable of playing football anymore. It's like an emotional thing, which is crazy. So I just can't imagine being on that field, having the concentration, knowing that my family's mad at me for doing this.
Yeah, and how do you tell your kids? Like,
yeah,
I remember I said I was going to help coach your little team. Well,
yeah,
maybe next year.
Right.
And I promise I'll be there.
That's probably why she's a little like, this is not what we agreed to. I mean, they've been married for a long time, so I'm sure they have good communication, but that's a whole other story. I just think that it just, it's not a part of their plan.
And he usually can play mad, but I, like you said, Jay, like it fuels him, you know, like he loves that, but this is different.
This is a different motivation. This is not sports mad. This is like,
he's like coming unglued.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's the, which is interesting to see, because Brady's always like so together. But I agree with you, Jay. Like, he's either going to quit halfway through or he has to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Both prove everybody wrong. Like, there's no in between.
There's literally 100%. There's no in between whatsoever.
And their defense is good. So maybe they, you know, maybe they carry him.
Yeah. But anyway, this Sunday will be a good game to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah, they were playing. They played in that golf tournament out here, and it was Brady and Rodgers versus
Josh Allen
and Pat Mahomes. So I wonder if they were. I wonder if they were chirping on the golf course.
Two old goats.
About, hey, see you week three. Like that had to be a side bet or something. You know, I don't know. They go back a long way.
Listen. As football fans, it's going to be a really fun matchup. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that game. How's life?
Good.
Life's good. I had an interesting, and I'm going to say this for the last time, and I'm going to drop it, but I had to, I have to finish the chapter, if you will.
I don't think it'll ever be finished.
I don't think it'll be
finished. Derek Stevens put a hex on you.
No. Two season long story.
No.
You went back and got the right one.
I sent Derek Stevens an email. And it might have been at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know.
Were you sober?
Yes.
What? I was sober.
I know.
I was sober.
You were okay.
So this is all just sober. Organic passion from the heart.
So this is
You were as mad as Tom Brady throwing his tablet.
No, I don't remember what it was. I think it might have been. I have the kid on Fridays. Mm-hmm. It's like we call it boys' night. So it was Friday. Yeah. I want to say it was Friday after he'd gone to bed, and I was like watching TV. She came home, and then I just got up and said, "I'm writing an email. I'm
sick of it.
I can't get over it." So I wrote an email. I'm not going to get into the email, but it basically said, "I'm disappointed. It's a hat."
You use my Jewish mother. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
It's a $30
hat. That's worse. That's worse.
I didn't like the woman's reaction when I asked her for the hat that was rightfully mine.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. I said, back in 2020, I went to Golden Gate because Circa wasn't even built yet. And I didn't get a hat. $1,000 donation. Went with my partner last year. We bought two tickets. Two donations, got one hat, had to beg to get another hat. Yeah. And then this year, my partner gets a hat. I don't get a hat. So that's like it's just two hats that should be six or whatever. You know, whatever.
He's 0 for 3 in the hat game.
And I said, it's just a hat. No disrespect. I love Circa. You guys need to get it together. You need to make it right.
The principle.
I said, you said you're going to do something. You should do it. And I said, I don't know if this is a legal thing, if you're promising stuff, but I'm sure there's some little small cap that says, you know, while supplies last or whatever, you know, however you get around that. But you promised me a hat and I didn't get a hat. The next day I get a phone call from Jeffrey Benson, the sportsbook manager at Circa, saying, hey, man, I am so sorry that your experience.
Please don't sue us because you use the word legal.
I don't know. I said, I don't know if that could be legal down the line. And I said, and I have a podcast and I mentioned Circa in the contest often. Oh, and maybe I won't do that. Maybe I won't do that anymore.
Nice.
Thank you very much for your time. But I just had to let it be known. Maybe I should get a hat. What did he say? Like, I've managed to find you at, or like I, whatever term, like. Mm-hmm. I dug around and found one, you know, or whatever he said.
He snatched a hat off one of the tellers in the sports book. Or this is
his hat from his car.
He's like, when did this email come in? Guys, 2 a.m. This guy's mad.
Yeah. So anyway, I got my hat. My Circa Millions 4 hat.
Welcome to the club.
So I get to put it with all the rest up there. Donationville. And I got another hat.
Uh-oh.
Just one up.
I got a Circa sports hat, which is very cool. Fits well.
It is cool.
Black. Yeah. Black on black. All black everything.
You know, Derek Stevens wasn't born yesterday. He knows how to keep his clientele. And a shirt. Okay. They gave you the luxury pack.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love their slogan on the back. Sports betting, the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, Circa. Okay.
Thank you, Jeffrey Benson. Thank you, Circa, for coming correct. Like I said, and then the phone call was uncomfortable because then I said to Tanya, geez, I don't want to. I thought he was just going to mail me something.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to the guy. So then he says, meet me at Circa. Tell me when you can come by and, you know, I'll sort you out. I'm here all the time. And I was like, I have to call the guy back. Now I don't want to call him back. Then he sends me another email because I didn't return his phone call saying, hey, I tried calling you. Love to chat with you. Sorry about your experience, whatever, you know, this, that, and the other. So then I called him. Hey, man. He goes, hey, how you doing? And I go, I'm good. Listen, I'm not trying to make a big stink out of this. It's a hat.
You are. You emailed us at 2 a.m. about
He's
your
like,
hat.
Yes,
sir.
You are.
We're and, all
you
know, on.
You had your hand out. And I said, I just think it should be right, man. He goes, 100%. I totally agree. I got you. What size shirt are you? You know, let's talk. Let's hook it up. I said, how about Sunday? I'm going to come in. I'll make my bets for the games and we'll chat it up. He's like, I'm there. I'm there at 9:00. Met the guy. Super nice dude. Young, very accommodating. And saga for now.
For now.
For now is over.
I feel like there could be more hat saga down the line. Yeah. So, but for now, no more angry.
I'm a satisfied customer. I said, I said, don't worry. You're not going to lose my business. I love Derek. I love Circa. I love the contest. We're in the contest every year. I said, you know, I'm not going anywhere, but I just, it should be right. Don't you think, Jeff? Now get out of my casino.
Yeah. Before you get your knees broken.
He's get like, out of here.
He's
before.
Like, have you seen your record in the contest? Yeah. No wonder you want to.
You're
have.
Terrible. Yeah, exactly. That was my.
We're very happy for you.
I feel accomplished. I came home with my hats and I was like, you know what? That's the way it should be.
I got to say, it's a very uplifting and happy story that you've told today.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Oh, and real quick, don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. If you're watching this, just hit the thumbs up, hit the subscribe, hit the bell, and then you'll be able to get our little notifications when we upload new things. In the car, check us out on all audio platforms, Spotify, iTunes, things like that. Just really helps us. So make sure you follow.
Absolutely. And leave a comment and let us know who you're picking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love to hear it. If we get into our picks for Survivor, I play Survivor every week. And This week, I think I'm going to be playing the Chargers.
Chargers.
Now, I know that sounds kind of crazy.
Is Herbert back? I mean,
Justin Herbert. He this past week fractured his rib cartilage, so he obviously was out for the rest of the game, and then it didn't end up well. But if we go into like some facts, that Tony Romo in 2014 had the same exact injury, and he kept it hush hush and secret from the media. And he played, I think, probably like 5 or 6 more games with that, if not the whole season. I don't remember now, but he played a lengthy part of the season, not having exposed this information, but also kind of playing with that injury. And turns out it was his best season of his career, which is wild. So is it a handicap for him? Will he be back this week? I hope so, because that's who I'm going to pick. And if Justin Herbert and Austin Eckler and the offense is above average, then I think it's kismet. It could come together and it could work out.
You should hang with the Jags, right, at home?
Yeah.
That's a strong handicap, too.
But we do shoot this a couple days before the weekend, so I am 90% sure I'm going to pick that one.
I haven't heard anything like he's not playing on, you know, because usually that would be big, right? That would be up front on the show. I haven't heard anything that indicates
he's not going to.
X-rays were negative or whatever, as far as broken.
I don't know who Justin Herbert's girlfriend is, but I'm pretty sure Tony Romo kept playing because he didn't want to go home to Jessica Simpson. No, too soon.
You might be right. You might be right.
Obviously, cartilage, hopefully less painful than an actual broken rib. It looked like he was still throwing it pretty well, like right after it happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully they have enough drugs to inject in there. And he doesn't want to miss either after a loss. He probably doesn't. He doesn't want to lose to the Jags.
I just hope that the Chargers have a new doctor and that they're not going to stab him in his ribs with a needle.
Why?
Because the reason
that's how he got his start, right?
The reason why Justin Herbert started in, not that he wouldn't have started, the guy's phenomenal, but he was a rookie and Tyrod Taylor was the starting quarterback and he had like a, what was it described as, Jason? Like he couldn't breathe, right? He was like, and they gave him a shot in his chest and the needle pierced his lung.
What?
Yeah, right before the game, a cortisone shot, and the needle pierced his lung. And
they put cortisone into his lung.
I don't know if it's cortisone. I'm guessing
they punctured his lung.
They punctured his lung with the needle, big needle. So I'm guessing it was something like a cortisone or whatever. Anyway, and then Justin Herbert played against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City and beat that ass.
Wow. Wow.
And has been a starter ever since. And I just read the other day, this is all coincidental, that Tyrod Taylor's suing the Chargers.
I read that too.
Yeah. I don't know how true that is. I mean, he's still in the league. He's on the Giants now. He's backing up Daniel Jones, but suing the Chargers. And I read it and I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember calling you like, what happened? Because I think we had the Chiefs and we were like, we're going to win. We have the Chiefs in circa. And he beat them. I don't know. I think that's kind of funny that. Now he's like, you know what?
Right.
Ruined my career.
That's
great. Yeah, because when Tyrod Taylor came to the sidelines, he had like some issue breathing, right?
Yeah, it was like a breathing thing.
And then the doctor punctured his lung and said, you're going to forget about that first thing that you came over here for. Yeah. This is really bad.
Right. Yeah.
Let me show you how it's done. Move those pads. Let's get in
there.
Which
is mission accomplished because they got rid of the first issue.
That's, for Justin Herbert, that's a great story.
Yeah. Also,
Tyrod Taylor, not so great.
I think Herbert takes a look over at Jacksonville sideline and he sees a guy that's a little taller with a little longer, maybe
a little longer mane
hair.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't want to give that guy all the juice right now. So I think you're right, T. I think Herbert's going to play.
But yeah,
I like that handicap,
T. That's my pick for now.
That's sharp.
And that's what I'm going for. Lock it up.
Write that down.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I had not so great of a week last week. I'm going to just come out and say it. I went 0-2. I don't know where my brown paper bag hat is. But I couldn't have been a worse week for me. Anyway, moving on.
No comment.
I have a short memory in betting.
I mean, it happens.
About moving on.
Yeah. I mean, the Bengals... Talk about a Super Bowl hangover. Week. Yeah, it's they're yeah, still hungover. Anyway, what I am interested in is the G-Man, the Giants. They're looking pretty good, and their defense is looking pretty good. They look sharp. They're 2-0 to start the season, and they have Dallas on Monday Night Football, which I realize Dallas won against the Bengals, but I don't know. I think that that's going to have to come back down to earth as well. If they start 3-0, they will be, it'll be the best start they've had since 2009. They started 5-0. And then unfortunately they went 3-8 to close the season out. They ended up 8-8 and they didn't even make the playoffs. So we don't want that to repeat, but I think the Giants are sharp. The line is under that number of 3. They play on Monday Night Football. It's a big showcase game. And I think that the Giants go 3-0. I think they win and cover for all those reasons I just stated, including the Cooper Rush thing. And I think that I'm playing the Giants on Monday night as my first pick.
Nice.
Minus 2.5. And I'm locking that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And then the other thing that I just want to say that you know, the eye test thing, I think that the Colts are probably going to be the worst team in football this
year. So far, yeah.
So they lost to the Jags. And the Jags are now basically in first place in that division because the Titans are 0-2 now. They're 0-2. Houston's 0-2. They haven't gone into Jacksonville since 2015 and won. And I don't know how I missed that, but they're terrible. They are terrible. So this week, they're at home. That's the good news. They get to go back home, sleep in their own beds. The bad news is they've got the Kansas City Chiefs coming into town. And as I was on my phone this morning, it was 6.5, and I watched my phone change to 7. So that's probably going to keep going. We shoot the show early, obviously, to get it out on time. I wouldn't be surprised if it climbs. I mean, depending on where the money goes, if it climbs to 10, you know, I mean, who knows? And I don't care. They are absolutely terrible. I think Frank Reich is in a lot of trouble over there.
Agreed.
I think that they've had 3 quarterbacks in 3 years, and that just doesn't seem like the answer. If it sounds like they're afraid to rebuild or something, like they went Phillip Rivers, then they went Carson Wentz, and now they got Matt Ryan. These guys are all on the end of their careers. Carson Wentz, because he sucks, so he's going to end his own career. The other two couldn't. I mean, they're old and they're done. So I just think that this is a beatdown waiting to happen here. And I know it sounds like an easy pick, and it sounds like, oh, yeah, you know, the Chiefs, sure, it's obvious. There's no like, okay, get right game. There's no, we're going to show. They suck. They suck, and they're not going to win, and they're not going to cover. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse for them. That offensive line is just in shambles. Matt Ryan was on his back more than he was standing up straight. So for my second pick, I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs, who are rolling right now. And Patrick Mahomes in the month of September, I don't have to tell you what he does there. 2 picks in like 4 years, 46 touchdowns. I think he's lost 2 games, something ridiculous. So, yeah, I love Patrick Mahomes in September. I love the Chiefs. I love what they're doing over there. Keep rolling. Keep rolling. Give me Kansas City minus the 7. Could go up. I would go as high as 10. I literally would. And lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Everybody saw the Eagles dissect and flambe the Minnesota Vikings. Here's what I'll say about the Vikings. I think that a lot of people drank the Kool-Aid the very first week because they go, oh, we got the Rams OC and Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. They're giving these interviews and they say, we've never seen an offense that just attacks, attacks, attacks. And Jefferson says, now I know why Cooper Kupp's open all the time. This new scheme is going to be amazing. And all the bettors and all the sports handicappers and everyone goes, oh, watch out for Minnesota. They're high octane. But I said last week, I go, great. They scored 23 points against Green Bay. And Green Bay starts slow. We know that first game for Green Bay, they're always out of it. Same like the Rams were on holiday for their first game against the Bills. So I go, fine. Let's wait and see, right? Kirk Cousins, we know, plays horrible in prime time.
Monday night.
He didn't do anything to change that myth last night. Again, Minnesota, with their new sexy high-octane offense, they scored 7 points last night. So I think the lesson for me as a gambler and as a bettor is try to drown out some of that noise. I think sometimes people get a little bit too hyped up on just the vapors and there's no meat there yet, and just let it play out for a second. So having said that, I really like the fact that they got decimated by the Eagles last night, because I do think, as bad as Kirk Cousins plays on primetime, he plays very well at home in the morning. And this is a scenario that I like. It's a buy the dip, buy low scenario. So I'm going to take, for my first pick, Minnesota at home, minus 6 points against Detroit Lions. And the reason that I'm taking them is this line opened up at 8. And now it's down to 6. That's real line value. And that's because Minnesota played so horribly on such a public Monday night. Everyone had their TVs on. They saw Minnesota lay an egg. So everyone goes, why are they favored by 8? Detroit, they're putting up 35 points a game. Look at Jared Goff's got that team rolling. I don't think, and I like Detroit. I like their fighting spirit. They cover numbers, no doubt. But I'm going to sell Detroit high, and I'm going to buy Minnesota low. I don't think Detroit is as good as people think they are. And I don't think Minnesota is as bad as people think they are for this game. So give me the trumpets. Give me Cousins at home in the morning. He usually does much better. My first pick, Minnesota Vikings minus 6 against the Lions to cover and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
This is, again, I could be going back to the well one too many times on this, but I am going to literally stand in front of the freight train that is the Buffalo Bills this week. Playing with the Miami Dolphins, and I'm probably going to get run over by that train. But here's my thinking. Let me make a case for the Fins. This line started out at Buffalo minus 4. After Buffalo took apart the Tennessee Titans, it went up to 5.5.
So it's a buy high scenario now. It's going the other way because of what Buffalo did.
And I like the line value that I'm getting a 1.5 extra as the home dog. And here's my thinking. Buffalo's first game was against the Rams. The Rams were still on the Santa Monica promenade in their flip-flops mentally with palm trees and sunsets, still celebrating the Super
Bowl. They don't play preseason.
Buffalo came in from the snowy tundra of upstate New York and said, this is our year. And they rolled the Rams, completely caught them off guard. Last night, Buffalo took apart Tennessee. But look at Tennessee. They're allergic to receivers in Tennessee. They gave away Julio Jones. They gave away A.J. Brown. Ryan Tannehill is kind of like in that Baker Mayfield, Joe Flacco. He's not good. He's not bad. He's just whatever. And he's not going to, you know, fall apart, but he's not going to, you know, be Justin Herbert either. So I feel like there's a lot of strikes against Tennessee, and fine, Buffalo put up 41. But again, all the goldfish are going, gulp, gulp, Buffalo. They win by double digits, and all, which they do. They're 22 wins. They win by double digits. They're scary. They're a freight train. I don't want to stand in front of them. However, this is a different Miami team than they were last year, mainly because their coach is awesome, their new coach. Their scheme is awesome. And as we said on this podcast, nobody in the NFL can guard Tyreek Hill. And say what you want about Tua. I'm the first guy to say I don't like lefties. He's a little undersized, but he's accurate. And in this system, he's finding Tyreek Hill. He's finding Jalen Waddle. And Miami's got a very decent defense.
Track stars.
Buffalo played the Rams and they played Tennessee. Those are slow-ish teams. At least the Rams were the first game, and Tennessee's certainly slow. Miami's fast. And Buffalo has a short week to prepare. As I said with Brady and Rodgers, things are witchy in Florida. You go down to Florida like the Colts did against the Jags last week. Things happen in Florida. It's the humidity. Maybe you can't grip the ball that well. Maybe there's a fumble that's not supposed to happen. I don't know what, but I like what Miami's doing in Florida. I like the home dog. I like getting an extra 1.5 since the line opened. And I'm going to say it once again, which I said last week, which was a crazy comeback against the Ravens, which was a lot of luck. But again, I like the speed. Gulp. Give me the Dolphins plus 5.5 against the Bills. That's my second pick, and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, Miami's that's that division home dog in a division game.
And Buffalo usually kills them.
They cashed 63% last year, division home dogs.
It's scary. It's really scary.
It's in the division. What do you think? Ravens had a breakdown at the end, but what do you think about that? That's going to be a game.
I think it's going to be a game. I never really think of the Dolphins, to be honest. Fair. So when we watched last week, I was like, what is happening? This is not what I expected at all. So I might have to lean with you on this.
I like
it's gonna
it.
Be a, it's yeah. going to be a fight. And like we say all the time, it's clammy out there in Miami. So sticky, icky.
Definitely a risk.
I'll take the Lady Luck, and I will remind you, T, that last week on this pod, you wore your I Love NY t-shirt, and both teams, the Jets and the Giants, won last week. Yep. So if you're giving me a little Miami love, I'll take it.
Start spreading the news.
I like it.
All right, let's recap. On today's FNL, Tanya, you said if you want to survive, take Justin Herbert and his fantastic hair and his bruised rib cartilage to survive against the Jaguars. Justin, you said Brian Daboll has people believing in New York. Take the Giants at home, -2.5, less than a field goal. Also, KC is going to Red Rum on the road. The Indianapolis Colts, they look to be in a huge disarray. Take the Chiefs, lay the 7. I like the Minnesota Vikings at home, -6. And I like the Miami Dolphins at home, +5.5. And those are our locks today.
I like it. Four faves and a dog. We'll take it. Also, let's remind you one more time, guys. Please, if you're watching the show, tell a friend. Like and subscribe. I said it right that time.
You did.
send comments. Send some pics. God knows I could use them. Just make sure they're before 4 o'clock Pacific time on Saturday.
And if you don't like and subscribe, Justin's going to email you at 2 a.m.
That's right.
Not going to be, but you're going to have to show up with a hat. So it's easier to just like and subscribe.
Yeah, right? Don't just view the show. Like it, click it, get in there, subscribe, please. It helps us. And like we said, send comments because it's always fun to talk football, right? So let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I would like to toast to Circa, Jeff Benson, Derek Stevens, and the crew. Thanks for making it right. That's all it takes. Just make it right, man. And bet responsibly or don't, but beat the book. That's the most important thing.
See you next week. Bye.
Cheers.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the books.